Godly Habits, 7 Spiritual Practices to Grow You as a Disciple of Jesus. Conclusion, Putting Together a Rule of Life. Godly habits are more than just good ideas, but how do we actually make them a part of our lived experience? The answer, at least in part, is to develop what the ancients termed a rule of life. But they didn't have in mind harsh, legalistic regulations. The word rule is used in the sense of ruler, like the wooden thing you used to measure stuff in maths. It referred to a bar of wood or a trellis or lattice upon which vines could grow. Think of it as a sort of scaffold for your time and activity that helps to renew your heart, to grow you as a disciple, and to live for and with Jesus. Annie Dillard, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, calls the rule a schedule and says of it, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we're doing. A schedule defends from chaos and whim. It is a net for catching days. If you're still unsure of rule or trellis or schedule, you could even call it a rhythm for life, but let's stick with rule for life for now. The essence of a rule of life is a commitment to the set of practices you have picked that will open you to the influence of God in your daily routines and weekly rhythms. It might sound a bit mechanistic and unspiritual, but in essence, it's about growing spiritual fruit under the influence of the Spirit of Christ as we grow deeper in our knowledge and love of Christ. The rule of life is intentional rather than mechanistic, operating like a trellis or scaffold or schedule as it deliberately slots the chosen godly habits into your day and week. Of course, this might sound like a burdensome limitation, but the truth is we're limited beings. We don't have all the time we'd like, we don't have all the talents we'd like, or the energy we'd like, or the maturity we'd like. What is burdensome is to try to do it all at once, in denial of our human limitations. So in practice, the habits are liberating, and the rule of life is freeing. The habits give you footholds throughout the day and place markers in your week. And once established, they don't take up mental space or emotional bandwidth because they're operating in the background. Give it a go, writing a rule of life for yourself. To write a rule of life for yourself, number one, think through the practices in this booklet that you've tried already. Which ones seem to be the ones that unlock further helpful decisions or practices in your day? These are called keystone habits, which you'll remember refers to the one habit or change that unlocks other habits or positive changes. We imagine that morning, midday, evening prayers is a keystone habit, as is turning off your phone and/or curating your media, and also determined rest and worship from a well-planned Sabbath. Pick 3 or 4 of these keystone habits and start with them. Number 2, then pay attention to a few of the other habits that have been meaningful to you in either connecting with God or being present with friends and neighbors, and slot these into your rule. Number 3, be conscious of things that you can readily implement into your schedule, the easy wins, if you like. For example, you're already coming to church, so now do it thoughtfully. Include practices you can combine. For example, dinner together each night without phones, or shouting a friend or neighbor or stranger a meal when you meet together. And be aware of the limitations built in your life, especially if you're caring for little children or aging parents or starting up a business when you might have less flexibility than in other stages of life. Also consider the common interruptions into your weekly patterns. Number 4, it'd be good to start with at least a couple of daily habits and a couple of weekly habits and build from there. But each of the 7 habit areas we've focused on feed into each other and reinforce each other. So ideally, you want to try to incorporate practices from each area into your rule. Number 5, make it easier to remember. Plug things into your calendar. Put your morning and evening prayers next to your bed or on a bookmark in your Bible on your bedside table. Set alarms to remind yourself. Have scripture in often seen spaces of your home and workplace, Plan hospitality and conversations and Sabbaths a few days in advance. Number 6. Trial and error is your friend, not a failure. So try different things, and don't be discouraged if you fail. It's like a diet or exercise regime. A bad day here or there doesn't mean the whole process is a waste. Over time, you will reap wonderful benefits, even with plenty of blips along the way. Give your rule a month to begin with, then review it and adjust and adapt as appropriate. If a month seems too long, start with a week. It takes time to form habits, so give yourself grace and give it another crack. And number 7, share it with someone. This is not to boast, but so that they can encourage you to keep going. And you could do the same for them. A sample rule of life. Justin Whitmell Early, the author of The Common Rule, has developed a rule of life that includes 4 daily habits and 4 weekly habits, each focused on either love of God or love of neighbor. Many will sound familiar by now, but his rule of life may help you formulate your own rule, but base yours on your own circumstances. His daily habits. Firstly, kneeling prayer at morning, midday, and bedtime. Secondly, 1 meal a day with others, family or housemates. Thirdly, 1 hour a day with the phone off and put away. And fourthly, reading scripture before looking at the phone every morning. And his 4 weekly habits. Number 1, an hour of conversation per week with a friend. Curate media to 4 hours per week. Fast from something for 24 hours, whether that's food or technology and so on. And lastly, practice the Sabbath for 24 hours each week. In Appendix 4 in the booklet, there's a blank schedule where you can start mapping out your rule of life. Remember, the rule of life is a trellis, a schedule, a scaffold, a way to turn good ideas about following Jesus into godly habits that will shape us increasingly into his likenesses. The habits are a means to an end, to live like Jesus and with Jesus. Just as the point of a trellis is to produce rich and enjoyable wine rather than neat rows of vines, the point of a rule is to create a scaffold for emotional and spiritual life rather than a formulaic schedule. The point is life like Jesus and life with Jesus. May God bless your godly habits and rule of life so that you know and love him more and more.